Well, tomorrow, Sunday the 7th of April, is the inaugural Waiheke Homemade Chilli Sauce Festival. So the idea behind this was that there are a whole lot of people growing chilies, making amazing sauces, and we thought, why don't we give people a chance to try these? And so we are tomorrow at from 12 to 3 at Wild on Waiheke. You can come along. I think we've got 18 sauces that have been entered. You get to try those sauces, and we'll give you some stickers. You can vote. So there'll be a People's Choice Award. So someone at 3 o'clock tomorrow is going to be the inaugural winner of the Waiheke Homemade Chilli Sauce accolade. I don't think we got as far as having a trophy, but you'll get lots of kudos. Yeah, and it's really exciting. So to talk about chili, I've got Chef Deb McCarron in the studio. She's a real chili head. And yeah, so welcome along, Deb. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
Just coming awesome. A little bit closer. There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's great.
Good morning.
Yeah, so... So you're a chef,
yes.
But you were a French. You're trained in French cuisine. Now, there's not a lot of chili in French cuisine.
No, there's not. But I've got a passion for chili that goes back to around about 2001 when I first started traveling through Thailand, and I've been going back there every year since and living in there for about 2 or 3 months of the year. And over there now, I'm known as the chili freak girl. You know, because I eat so much chili, and I've got a real passion for it. So I grow my own, and my favorite at the moment is the Carolina Reaper. I've got one in my bag.
Which is a very, very hot chili.
I think it's about 2.5 million on the Scovilles. It's intense. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I like to chop mine up and just pop it over my food raw for the flavour and then the heat, which gives you a nice high and makes you happy. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were saying, I mean, you're not much of a chili sauce person. You like them raw.
I like them raw because I prefer the flavour profiles. Like, for example, the Carolina Reaper, when you first eat it, it has like a tropical fruit vibe, like really intense pineapple. And then about sort of 30 seconds later, it gets smashed in the face with the heat, which most people would find revolting, but I quite like that. So yeah. I enjoy the flavour profiles of the fresh chilies and the vitamin content and the freshness of them, yeah, as opposed to the jarred stuff, which has got lots of a lot of sugar, and it's just all about the heat. A lot of the sauces are about the heat, and I prefer just the flavours and then the heat, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, you know, when it comes to sauce, isn't it? And I mean, you know, there's a lot of bravado associated with chili, and people can, I can take the heat.
Mm.
But, you know, coming from a chef's perspective, yeah. When you're thinking about a dish,
yes.
you've got to think about the balance there, don't you?
Sure. I mean, a lot of my clients don't like chili, or they say, don't give me too much heat, so I tend to just sneak it in. Like I make a beautiful ceviche, and then at the last minute, I add very, very tiny as chopped up chili, and that gives it a little bit of heat at the end, but there's actually quite a lot. But you mask it with coconut cream and coriander. And those go, oh my God, that was the best ceviche I've ever had in my whole life. What's a secret ingredient? And I go, it's chili. They're like, no way, we hate chili. I'm like, there you go.
And I mean, how do you make the choice between, you know, when you're approaching a dish? I mean, obviously you're thinking about the client, but if you're thinking about like a dish from, you know, how am I going to present this dish in its best form? There's, you know, some will call for a lot, some will call for a little. I mean, how do you make those decisions?
Yeah, that's a hard one because I've got a very high tolerance. So sometimes I call a friend and bring them to the kitchen and I'll say, can you try this for me? Because I think it's like really like not hot at all. And they go, whoa, that's really too hot. So I always err on the side of caution with my food because especially with jalapenos and red jalapenos and the chilies. So I put it on the side sometimes as a presentation thing and I say, try a little bit. And then if you want it, chop it into your food.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, the heat would overwhelm any flavour, wouldn't it?
Totally. You don't want to destroy their experience of the, if they're hiring me for the evening, I don't want to like destroy their experience of me cooking for them either. So yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah. And there must have been mishaps along the way, the old chili finger in the eye.
Oh, lots of
or
that.
Or worse.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I sometimes chop the chilies in the morning and I'll wash my hands and I'll forget and it's still there and you rub your eye, and even like with the Carolina Reapers, they're terrible for it. You can like chop in the morning, then rub your eye at night and you're still going to get that burn. So you've got to be very, very careful. Yeah, they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you're eating something like Carolina Reaper, I mean, I've seen videos of people doing this stuff and, you know, and I mean, some of these things, you know, have been grown for, you know, I suppose the hybridization has increased the heat.
Totally.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of these very hot chilies are kind of really growing as deterrents for things like elephants, keep the elephant out of the garden.
Sure, yeah.
You know, What is it that possesses you to do this?
For me, it's about makes me feel good when I eat them. And as you build up a tolerance, the heat doesn't take over the taste of the food. You can still taste the food, so you need a bit more hotness in it for me. And I also enjoy the buzz and the good feeling because your body releases endorphins when you eat the chili, and it makes you feel high and happy. And I think it's very good. I love it. I'm addicted.
Yeah, yeah, it does get addictive. So, I mean, I've been known to kind of have a bottle of chili sauce in the glove box of the car because I might turn up somewhere and the food needs some flavour.
Totally.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you carry...
I carry chilies the whole time.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go. I went away last year with my friend Catherine. We were in Greece and we just carried chili with her the whole time because they just don't have it in Greece.
Yeah.
They have it ornamentally on trees. So sometimes we have to nick them off the trees, like outside the restaurants, like little plants.
So what are the dishes that people don't think need chili that you believe do?
What dishes would they be? The ceviche for sure. I use that old chili all the time in that. I mean, I use chili in everything, to be honest, that I eat. But generally, as a rule in New Zealand, I don't really put a lot of chili in their food because it's just, you know.
Yeah.
They just don't like it.
I was convinced that my smoked chili sauce would go well with ice cream.
Right.
I was wrong.
Okay.
but I thought it was worth a go. I thought, you know, a nice vanilla ice cream and the smoked chili, it might work because, you know, you have kind of, you know, fruit compotes and so on.
Sure.
But, yeah, no, that didn't work.
Yeah, there's lots of, like, the chili vodkas are out. There's lots of chili beers out at the moment. So it seems to be more of like an imbibing thing rather than an eating thing for people.
Yeah.
Who want to, or chili chocolate and stuff, yeah.
So are there times when, you know, you love that heat, you love the blast that comes from the flavour, but are there times when, you know, are there things where you go, actually, this requires something milder, I only want a touch here? Or is it always as much as you can
for
get?
For me, it's always, well, I only eat, like, ghost chilies, Carolina Reapers, or red jalapenos. No, they tend to be the hotter side of the scale for me because I just enjoy the buzz.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about growing? I mean, you know, people grow a lot of chilies on the island. They seem to grow quite well here. But I mean, those kind of varieties, you know, are they growing well here?
At the moment, I've got these beautiful yellow chilies that are long, like the red ones and orange ones I actually got from Placemakers. And they've just been growing on my deck all summer. And they've got a beautiful flavour. So next time you're in Placemakers and you see them, go and buy them because they're just beautiful. They're sort of medium hot. They're really fruity and they're just delicious raw on food. So, yeah.
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 And, you know, I suppose that's the thing that people don't recognise, isn't it? I mean, that, you know, all of these chilies have quite different flavour profiles.
They do, yes, yeah. I mean, the green chili is supposed to have the most health benefits. I was just reading about it recently because it's got like a million health benefits, but I don't really eat a lot of green chili because it's gotten really not a lot of heat. So if you want to start off in the chili journey, start with the green chilies and work your way up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. And so tomorrow people can come along and they'll be trying stuff. I mean, I suppose the cooking must impact on the heat component.
It does, yeah. I mean, if I make a Thai curry, I'll put the chili in with the, like, to cook it. But when I eat my own chili, I always have it raw because then it holds the flavour, holds the vitamin content. It's very good for your eyes, for your nervous system, all sorts of stuff. It's got a million health benefits.
Yeah. So the stuff you try tomorrow probably isn't going to be at the level of those Carolina Reapers.
That's all right. I have one in my bag.
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned there will be some heat on display, but people are cooking them up into various things.
Just a quick nibble on my own at
Yeah. Well, look, hey, thanks very much for popping in and talking about the place of Chilean cuisine. I mean, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think it is addictive.
It's totally addictive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If it makes you feel good, why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was at a place recently and down the line somewhere, you know, got my breakfast and my eggs. And I was going like, you don't have any chili sauce, do you?
Yeah.
They go, what, on your eggs? And I go, yeah. That's perfect. Brilliant. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Dee.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tomorrow from 12 to 3 at Wild on Waiheke. So the idea is you come along, there'll be kind of, as I say, 17 to 18 different sauces and condiments and chutneys and jams, all featuring chili that you can try out. So you can try all those out. There'll be chili lager on tap as well. And then you'll get these stickers and you run around and you allocate your stickers out and they will announce the winner of the homemade chili sauce awards, the inaugural ones. And there's a couple of people making commercial chili products on the island as well, so they'll also be there, but they're not in the competition. This is for the home growers and home cooks amongst you. So that's tomorrow, Wild on Waiheke, 12 p.m.